Different room.
Determining target. Singapore, Amsterdam, Germany, London.
I'm going to say Bangladesh.
Dallas. Bangladesh. Going live from Dallas. Guys, we're live from Dallas, Texas.
LA. I don't understand.
Why didn't it go to Bangladesh?
Fuck LA, dude. That's too...
I know they got servers in Bangladesh.
LA's so, like, the it thing right now. I'm happy.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, as opposed to, like, 10 years ago when it was not.
Yeah, dude.
L.A. 10 years ago was so wannabe San Diego.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what happened?
What?
Janet Jackson in the Super Bowl.
Ruined
that
things.
That fucking titty.
Yeah. It ruined things.
A titty!
Once America saw the tit, they said, what is going on in Los Angeles? And they focused all their attention on it. They said, that is the hot spot.
What 12-year-old boy doesn't know what a pair of balls are, and what 9-year-old girl doesn't know what a titty is?
Do you think there is a 9-year-old that doesn't know?
Yeah, me.
When I was 9, I knew.
I'm at least 10
you
now.
Knew what a titty
when
was.
I was 9, I watched the original Vacation, and you saw Beverly D'Angelo's...
Oh, yeah.
What
D'Angelo's?
Yeah. Where, that, but,
this
Sean,
is a good. This is actually a good. This is a good discussion.
And you're still thinking about it all these years later.
You know what?
God,
really sucks.
Like obsessed with D'Angelo.
We were watching it, and then my mom goes, "No!" Covers my eyes. It's like, oh fuck, great, mom.
Hey, if the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, yeah, I saw it, play, mom.
You don't want to associate. You don't want to associate like danger. No mother covering up eyes like the first time you see a titty.
Yeah,
you
I was gonna
say. Because then every time your mom hugs you, you pop a boner, and you don't know why.
Or every time you see a titty, you think of your mom.
Either way,
both are bad.
Either way, this guy's fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a good conversation. Talk about the first time you were aware of breasts.
I just did.
That was yours.
That's the first time I saw
what
one.
What was the first time you were aware? Because I can remember mine, specifically.
I remember, like, one day old, and I said, I like those.
That you, no, but that you Eric were consciously, like, you went, whoa, boobs,
oh,
dude,
this is
whoa.
Delicious.
Not even, not that.
Not that?
Not even that.
I don't think I've ever referred to a boob as delicious.
Even as a wee infant who was suckling on a teat.
Yeah, did you? As you were a wee infant, did you say delicious?
You make it so weird sometimes, Garrett.
Why do I make it weird?
I don't have any teat.
That's
suckling.
Mother's milk.
You asked me a question. Let me answer.
Sorry,
I don't have any teat suckling memories. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, I don't really remember them either.
Okay, so I have
not,
a lot
that's
of teat suckling memories.
So
but not from
when
being
you
an
were
infant.
When you were conscious, I don't know. Theme song. I don't know what I was saying.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Send out the call and join the fray.
Send out the call and join the fray.
Bronx will be riding if we're united.
Let us seize the day.
Friends of the friendly seize the day.
Friends of the friendly seize the day.
Raise up the torch and light the way.
Raise up the torch and light the way.
Defiant, we'll slay the giant. Let us see.
All right, Rocco, this is a family show. Save your teat suckling conversations for private.
Yeah, I'll save it.
Hey, what? Oh.
I won't talk about what I said earlier about teat suckling.
I said save
how
it.
I asked
yeah,
about
save
that.
It for,
I won't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, how you always save it for your private trips to Club 33 when nobody knows what can be said, and then you say
when
what?
I suck 33 tits,
dude.
I told you to save it.
That's
okay?
An odd number.
Fucking
yeah.
Save it. This is your final warning.
Right. There's one girl getting left out.
No. One girl that's one a little unfulfilled.
Oh,
one
oh,
girl is one boob. Think about that.
She's not getting the full session.
No.
The full session?
Yeah. You don't suck one.
You know what? I bet there is a girl out there who, because through the invention of modern science and plastic surgery, you probably could get a uniboob if you wanted. And I bet you there's a girl out there who thinks, like, that would look good. And maybe she even exists. And to that girl, I say... We'll see you at Rocco's Club 33.
Yeah, we'll be there. Yeah.
Be a disabled girl.
I don't. Is having one boob a disability?
Garrett, well, maybe if you're born like with you're missing like part of your like your.
Hey,
shoulder.
Just for some context, we've been here for about 2 hours. Garrett walked in 4 minutes ago and has talked about disabled girls and suckling teats as an infant. Just you know, regular shit.
And just for some other context, I am wearing a Snuggie, and I thought to myself. The Snuggie was choking me earlier. I was wearing it improperly, and I thought to myself, feels like Emperor Palpatine is choking me because I stole his robe. Mm. Which made me think, what would Emperor Palpatine look like naked? Which then made me think, does Emperor Palpatine jizz lightning?
Which
so that's where I'm at.
But then that led to, can people strong with the force when they jerk it, do they even touch anything?
When they masturbate, do they just force choke their dog? Because
I'm just picturing... You know.
Vader could jerk all of us off just by going like that. Just
going like that.
He just could. A little...
And you know...
Like a small like, neck.
When you cross Vader and he starts choking you, you're like... Well, when he does it to me...
I grab somewhere else.
Where do you grab him?
Hold on, I'll show you.
Oh. What's in that pocket?
My dick.
Oh, shit.
Nice. That was a simulation.
Nice. Oh, fuck, okay.
Clear.
It's just a demo. It's just
a demo. Just a demo of the first level. Anyways, right. Welcome.
Welcome, podcast 201.
Number one gaming podcast on the internet. Number one video games podcast.
Thank you, Twitch.
We are the number one video game commentators on the internet.
And number one Twitch stream.
What? Sorry, Young Turks. Fuck you.
No, this is the most popular Twitch stream right now.
We were just informed we just surpassed... We didn't last week, but this week. We just surpassed the Twitch...
We have
Twitch,
so many
Twitch
comments and the people in the chat right now. It's fucking up. Twitch has to go back to the drawing board.
We've augmented the stream tonight. We've been able to modify the chat. Anything you write into the chat, we will do. Mm-hmm. You are able to control this stream.
Just no start nines.
If you want to send us into a maze, we'll be there forever. We'll be there for the next 12 hours.
We don't want to start the bullshit, so just...
We have surpassed them. And I want to say thank you to the sponsors, which are...
So I went left.
Sponsors, which are you guys, I guess, because you're paying for this. Go to shop.mega64.com. We just added this past week. We added our Brain Fog shirt and our Neon shirt. Those are two of our biggest sellers, and they are back in the store. So be sure to get one of those. Support the show. Support the podcast. Support Mega64. And get one of those in the store while they're still in stock. Again, those are two of our biggest hit shirts, and they're always gone. Yeah. So you definitely want to get that.
We also have a couple hoodies left in small, XL, and 2X. Not a lot. So those are if you want a hoodie and you're in those sizes, you're in luck.
That's true. So by all means, check out shop.mega64.com.
Shop it out.
And look how nice the hoodies look. It's good.
They do.
They're
it's not a hoodie, but
they're like the left half and the right half.
That's not a hoodie we sell. So
I know, but
don't really.
But it does look good though.
Don't show that on camera.
Just getting shots of the stuff that we do sell, like it would be an individual thing.
Shit.
Let's show off some other stuff we don't sell. Close up on the Snuggie.
Yeah. Oh, guys got milk.
We don't sell that.
Why
I got milk because I brought cookies.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
What?
Yeah, check these out.
Oh, they're the Rice Krispie Treats.
I found
them. Rice Krispie Treats.
We are going to demo marshmallow crispy
Oreos.
Crack them open.
I crack them open, I'm doing this. This is what I refer to. This is what I'm going to call the blow softener. I'm going to deal some news that might not be good, but it'll be...
He's going to blow you softly.
Show and blow, as Sean would refer to.
It's not a fucking blow pop, dumbass.
Show and a blow.
You're going to give some bad news, and then we all get cookies.
And then we all get blown.
Okay.
People watching at home, we just wanted to let you guys know that we found out this past, within the past couple weeks. Shit, how do you open this?
Not even worse news.
We found out in the past couple weeks that, as many of you know, we distribute our podcast on our website and through iTunes as well. And something we found out is that the people who host us, the video version, is Blip. They are no longer going to be hosting our video files to iTunes. They are no longer going to be pushing the podcast to iTunes, which is a bummer. Our MP3 version is hosted through our site. That'll still show up on iTunes. You can get the audio version the way you always did. But the video version will no longer be available through iTunes. And we looked into a lot of different options, but it doesn't look like it'll be there. None of them worked out. And really, every time I brought up like that Blip used to do this, they would push it to iTunes, people would say, how do they make money doing that? Exactly. So now you know why they're shutting that down. But anyway, you could still watch our video podcast on our website. It'll still be right there on the front page. But it won't work through iTunes anymore. So I do apologize. Hey, if anybody has an alternative idea to hosting a video and how to get that on there, or, you know, by all means, email podcast at mega64.com. Please do not email me with, use an unlimited hosting site.
Yeah.
If I get a link to HostGator, you are getting filtered out of the thing. It doesn't work that way.
But it will be on Blip still. You're going to go to Blip.
Yeah, it will be. Website. It'll probably still be on Blip and on our front page and all that stuff. So you'll be able to watch it. But yeah, the iTunes thing is a little bit wacky. Anyway, so a cookie to soften the blow. Let's try it.
Now that everyone at home is sad, we'll enjoy cookies.
Yeah.
I want two because I think they're going to be so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're in for disappointment. You're going to wish you had half a cookie because they're so bad.
Wow.
That was good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Were you saying cookie dough is whatever?
Cookie dough is whatever.
I never tried it, but yeah, I just kept hearing it was eh.
Don't. This that's is much good. Better.
Mm-hmm.
Much better.
Cookie dough wasn't that good.
No.
Eric has those. And
oh, yeah.
Nah.
No, I dig
they're
it.
They're not very good.
I dig this.
They're pretty, man.
Okay, hold on. The prince will try a cookie.
Guys, the prince will try a cookie.
I don't.
He's a purple.
Okay,
I
noticed the middle aisle has the peons and the plebeians and the peasants have eaten all the middle cookies.
It's true.
I will take a cookie from the royal.
It's every day.
The royal row.
The royal row.
I finally get out of the royal row.
The
it's been a long fucking time.
You could use a peasant to help you with that cookie.
Silence! Silence, please! The prince is removing a cookie from the royal row. Let them eat cookies.
Welcome back, sound.
The prince says.
Triumphant return.
I really like these.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these are good.
This is a problem.
I think these are better than the birthday cake ones.
You're going out of the royal
row? You can have like one of the birthday cake ones. They just get old.
Oh, yeah.
He's my advisor, so...
He's allowed?
He's like a Jafar type character. He's not supposed to take the royal robe, but when nobody's looking, he does, because
shit. Because he's dipping in. He's dipping his fingers in.
It goes to his head.
Right in your pockets.
What do you think?
That's good.
I'm like that parrot.
This is the best Oreo I've ever had, because I don't typically like Oreos.
You don't?
Dude, no.
Garrett doesn't like a lot of baked goods.
I like candy. Oh,
you're my
enemy. I do Kevin enjoy... Kevin, Garrett, I do enjoy your sea salted cookies.
It's good. Honestly, not that different from a regular Oreo, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Less chocolatey, clearly.
I like the golden Oreos better, anyways, than the regular chocolate Oreos.
I honestly do, too.
Yeah. Mm. I have a problem where I've said this before, but I eat at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I get really hungry, and I have to eat something. If I have Oreos in the house, watch out.
If I'm getting the chocolatey kind, the golden Oreos are really good. If I'm getting the chocolatey kind... Bro. I actually like, my favorite are they have peanut butter ones.
And
those are like, Eric, I'm a sucker for anything peanut butter.
Eric has drawn from the royal row, and will be taxed six pence.
None richer.
Dude, that's
hold
two.
On, shut up.
And then he will be 6 pence none the richer.
Kiss
Sean,
me.
Sean wants to act like he made that joke up, but he didn't set it up. He only
hey,
stole
Sean,
it. He only stole it from
you
the
see
prince.
That? Just know to edit out the 30 seconds before.
Well, let's edit everything I say.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The serving size is 2. That's what I just had. That's 140 calories.
God damn it.
That's what dinner.
I didn't want to know that. Damn it.
This is my third.
How many have you had?
That's more than a serving.
Mm-hmm.
Glutton?
Yeah.
We were having... I think we talked about this on the podcast once before, but there was one day that Sean brought... I think it was you, right?
Yeah.
The Neapolitan Oreos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of those is a dinner. I mean, that the amount.
110 calories, I think.
Yeah. Holy it might have even been more. I don't know. But I think it was 110. And, we had a few. Oh. And then Derek and me looked at it and were just
Jesus
like,
Christ,
oh,
man.
My God. And then.
What? Did that taste good? After eating those Oreos and having a Red Bull?
This is Red Bull Zero, so there's no way this could taste good.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Not even a question.
I think Rocco's got the only good after cookie wash.
Mm-hmm.
The kombucha is not doing it.
That's so. Yeah, it shouldn't. It's fucking gross anyway.
Mm-hmm. And the Red Bull Zero is a little tangy too.
Well, I got 7 Up, so I'm good.
But Derek was saying after we had those Neapolitan ones, he was like, "These have that many? Like, oh my god!" And then you were like, "Think of how many times you've had like a night where you were like." Playing video games with friends or something, and if somebody had Oreos and you like killed so many of them. Like, I had flashbacks to earlier in life when I was just like, oh, yeah.
I have no self control. I can't buy cookies in bulk. If I buy cookies, I need to get the 2-pack because mentally, I have this thing where if the whole pack of cookies is there, if there's like 40 cookies, I just think like, I'm going to eat those all eventually.
Yeah, I do the same
I'll
thing.
I'll just eat them all right now and get it over with.
Yeah.
Get it over with.
Get it over with.
No, in my brain,
Like, I'll have two cookies and I'll walk into the next room and I'm just thinking about the whole box. And I'm like, that box is fucking dead.
Yeah.
I'm just putting off the inevitable when I eat every single cookie in that box.
That's what I do too. It's in my house and I'll think to myself, I'm going to eat them all eventually anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's one part of the thought. The other parts of the thought are, the only thing that can happen next is either I just get it over with and eat them, or someone else eats them, or they go bad. So just eat them now. Yeah. That happens in my brain, and I'm just like,
I just ate 80 cookies. I opened up my cupboard today and I saw a pack of beef jerky. I was like, oh fuck yeah.
Oh wow.
I was so excited, and I pulled it out and I couldn't see through the little see-through part. You can see the beef jerky. I was like, it's all brown. What the fuck is that? And I opened it up. That beef jerky expired in 2010.
Oh my god!
The smell that came out of that bag was death. I had no idea.
What did it smell like? Legitimately,
it smelled like rotted hide. I mean, I guess that's what it was. It was so gross. It was so gross.
It had like spread out and coated the inside.
Yeah, but like it was beyond
bag.
Mold. It was beyond. It was just like bricks of. It was disgusting.
That makes me sad because that's like my favorite snack food.
Yeah, I was really sad because I wanted to eat it.
Yeah,
until I realized I couldn't.
An animal died and then nothing happened.
Well, I ate some of the bag. It already opened.
Did you yell at Jenny?
No.
Did you go, hey, bitch, why are you cleaning this cupboard up?
Yeah, did you do that?
Do you ever call your wife a bitch?
Never.
Never.
I don't.
Do you have angry dinners?
That's a word
where someone says
it. No. You love.
Well, honestly, if I married her, I obviously respect her, and I wouldn't,
disrespect her.
So you can call her a bitch all you want because she knows you respect her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that I feel like
you can't joke with her.
All jokes aside, I would never. Like, there are relationships where, like, I've been with people like, oh, my fucking bitch girlfriend's calling me. Break up.
Whoa.
Like, break up. If that's how you, like, think of her, then you shouldn't be with her.
I think it's beautiful that you're so close. You can call her a bitch, and it's. Just nothing.
Well, there you
go.
That's
so beautiful of me. That's how I feel.
I do know somebody.
Hey, where my bitch is at?
I know somebody I know somebody who dated somebody, and they were really upset because they kept going. There was something they liked. There was somewhere they liked to go, and then the girlfriend started going there. That was like his time away,
mm-hmm.
and he was just like, "God, this bitch keeps showing up at this thing." And I was just like, "This bitch keeps showing up. That's who you're dating." It was like. I would probably end this.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's obviously a problem if you don't want to see
it. When it was said in that way, it was like, yeah, I don't... This should not resume.
She got clingy.
but anyway, I've never... Yeah, what was I going to say? Talking about relationships between... I completely lost my train of thought. I was enjoying those Oreos so much.
Dude, you've had too many cookies.
We were talking about, though, speaking of Oreos, someone in the chat brought up Oreo cereal. Who thought that was a good idea? I mean, like, what parent in the store went, yeah... This is my kid should eat this.
Probably the people who came up with it's Reese's for breakfast.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin and I were at Target and saw back in like what Halloween, Target put out all the like all the stores got the old like monster cereals, you know, like Count Chocula and this and that, whatever.
Yeah.
But Target had them in 1970s boxes. And that was a big hit, I guess, or whatever. So now it's like. But that's like a seasonal thing, whatever.
Sure.
Now they're doing that with like all cereal. Like we went there and it was, wait, is this cereal? Wait, what is this? This is the 1964 Lucky Charms box? What?
Wow.
This is Honey Nut Cheerios. What was the other one? Reese's. Reese's were in there like, yeah, it was 1994.
Whoa.
It was like, what?
Maybe they just found all their old supplies.
But how funny is that though? It's like, does that help sales? I guess it does. Like
it does.
I guess.
I know it does.
But how brilliant is that? It was like, what do we have to do to improve sales? Just use
out.
The old artwork.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, seriously,
it's like
that's
getting something special. I'm gonna throw that box away anyways.
Because we looked at it. I could give a shit about cereal normally, and we both picked it up.
It
like,
made,
oh,
not only that. Like, this is how brilliant it is. Yeah. It made you stop, look at it, and now tell thousands of people.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're talking about it.
Like,
exactly.
They're so fucking happy right now.
Target should be a sponsor for the Mega 64 podcast. I mean, you've turned countless fans onto Snickerdoodle Milk, the bad box art cereals from the 1970s.
Yeah. Actually, I had a quick Target story. Speaking of Target, but I'm chewing.
Target
so, somebody say something
or
while I'm chewing.
Tone. Well, I wanted to ask.
To start speaking like
yeah,
you.
All right, I'll take the torch. Right. Rocco is about to entertain us with a tale about Target. So, if you have any red and white clothes that you want to put on for the occasion, do
you have
it
any
now.
Khaki pants?
If you have any khaki pants for the occasion, if you've worked at Target, go get your name tag and pin it on Target your shirt time. Right now. It's Target time, baby. Welcome to the zone.
All right, now you're at the zone. I was buying string cheese and tape. And that was it.
Normal
and day. I was in line behind a woman checking out. I think it was her and her kid, and they were just buying some stuff. And then the woman says, the girl working at the register is just the tiniest little meek girl. And this woman goes, okay, total is this? Yeah, okay. Excuse me, I have my Target card. Yeah. How do I use this so I can make sure no one's getting my information? How does that happen? Which I'm sure they must hear all the time since that incident. Shit. And she goes, so what do I do so that does not happen? Oh, ma'am, it's okay. That was a 4-day incident in December, and we put a stop to it, and it's good. Well, no, it's still happening. Oh, I don't know. Well, I think here all we've had reported was that 4-day incident, but we have worked with the law and like making sure that it's happening. Okay, but it's happening all the time. You understand that? Mm. Yeah. I just don't know if it's happened here. It has, and I know plenty of people it's happened to. So how do I do this to where I make sure no one gets
my
info?
Why did she fucking shop there?
And we are all waiting. Like, sure. can we please go? Obviously,
like
she's not married to you.
Can.
No. Clearly.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just everyone is like, can we please hurry this up? Anyway, she's like, so I need to know what I should do that is the best way.
Turn around three
to
times
use the card.
And fine.
And so the girl at the register is like, I don't, honestly, there's no, to use your card is to give the information from the card. So the only safe way to not have your information used is to not ever use your card. Well, I'm not going to never use my card. Well, then, ma'am, I'm sorry. You'll have to use another form of payment, like cash. And then the woman goes, God, this is the only method I have. Mm-hmm. All right, I guess I'll swipe it. So she swipes the card and then goes, it's just, and the girl's like, don't worry, you're going to be fine. It really is, it's not a problem anymore. Well, it is, and there are people, it's happening all the time. It is happening all the time. There's people it's happening to right now. And she's like, and the girl at the register starts to snap, but then realizes she can't win.
Right.
And reels back. She goes, ma'am, there hasn't been another incident, and there is, I don't know what you're talking, but I'll look into and see and make sure that everything's safe for the next time you're here. And before she can even finish that sentence, the woman buying the stuff goes, okay, I'm not complaining about you guys. You don't have to freak out about it.
Oh, my
God. And walks away. I mean, we were just like, are you fucking kidding me? So she walks away, and then the girl is like, hi, and starts to bring up my string cheese.
Okay.
And she goes, boop, and I go, whoa. Are you taking my information right now? She's like, well, I see you handling that cheese. What's next? My credit card? What's going on here? And anyway, she started laughing. And I was like, you're an employee, obviously. You know more than me. What do you think you could have said that would have been perfect? That she would have walked away happy? She's like, I don't know what to say. She was wigging out. But anyway, so that was probably the worst. I mean, we were just so upset with this woman.
Do you think that woman, like, gets no attention and she just wants to create a conflict to just have done something?
Maybe.
That day?
Yeah, maybe.
What
I don't
other
know.
Reason?
I just don't know why you wouldn't take that opportunity to tell her about Bitcoin.
There you go.
Exciting
opportunities.
Yeah, why don't you?
well,
but anyway.
It's ridiculous.
God. Hey, they must hear that every day, though. I feel really bad.
Yeah, that sucks.
What were you going to say?
This is not on the same level at all, but this has happened to me as another weird thing. I'm outside my house, and I have this neighbor, like, directly by me, like, in the area, and, like, you just hear him yelling a lot. He's, like, a weird guy, but I hear him in his house screaming, and he goes, I'm gonna fucking do whatever I want because I'm a fucking adult!
Whoa!
He walks outside with the RC car, puts it down.
Oh my god, that's awesome!
Oh, my God. Oh, that's awesome.
He's talking to his wife?
I don't know who he's talking to.
What a great little...
I have no idea.
What a great little vignette. You should have just filmed that.
Really?
You should
have just filmed that. But that was funny on its own. But then the RC car... I think it was 40s, 50s. I don't know.
Refilm it.
Hey, speaking of reenacting something that happened, Garrett, I'm just letting you know ahead of time.
Yeah.
I have two brand new episodes of things Garrett actually said.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to my personal channel, so I look forward to that. I wrote them down, and I was like, I bet Garrett will call me out as a liar that I did this. I don't know if he remembers saying these things. Because they were very, like, in passing things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll be curious to see if you remember them. I'll be curious. Anyway.
Well, usually you call me on the spot, and we make fun of it from there. But this is something that I said.
It happened so fast, it was like, what? And so I just, I quickly wrote it down.
Shit.
I was like, you can't write something that good. You were going to say something a minute ago. Do you remember what it was?
Before the Target story.
Oh, we moved, like, on.
Oh, okay.
It was old topic.
Oh, well, there you go. Anyway.
Old topics die hard.
Old topics.
Let's talk about it.
Old topics do come back. Sometimes they come back. Wasn't there a movie called Sometimes They Come Back?
Yeah, and then Sometimes They Come Back for More.
It was the sequel. Okay.
Is it a monster movie? Like Little Gremlins or something?
I want to say.
Sometimes they come back and sometimes they come back again.
Oh.
Sometimes
they come back and go away, but come back a third time.
It was a made-for-TV horror movie.
But there was Critters. Sometimes They Come Back for More.
I think that was the third one.
Yeah.
Was there a third one?
There is. Sometimes They Come Back for More.
I knew that was, yeah.
Did anyone see the Critters films?
No.
I remember those back in the day.
I remember Raphael went to go see one.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah. Hey, and at that time, as a kid,
it made me look it up.
It's funny because right now, it's not relevant, like Critters, whatever. At that time, that was a movie I wanted to watch but was really scared to. It was on my mind a lot. And that was a big New Line movie, and I think that's why they were at the same studio. And so, yeah, he walks out of the theater. Where did they come up with this stuff? Or whatever he says.
But I remember seeing that in the Ninja Turtles film and going and hunting it down at a Blockbuster when it had come out later.
In the new one, is he going to watch Critters?
There's something about 90s movies that are just so shitty. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's like a charm, I guess, to it, too. But it's just
straight
like...
video started becoming a thing.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
I think that it's... giant budgets on a scale that we had never done before and not yet having CG effects. So everything is practical, purple and green and ugly. Ugly. 90s movies are ugly.
Yeah, speaking of 90s movies, you guys excited for Space Jam 2?
What?
Yeah,
Space Jam
2?
Garrett!
I'm
Garrett!
Really
Garrett! Yes!
I don't like that.
Can you close up on Rocco, who's the number one Space Jam fan?
Hey, I wrote something on my Facebook about Space Jam 2.
Oh,
no, just about Space Jam in general.
Yeah.
That it's like a fucking chore to watch when you're older. And
a lot of the internet
I might as well have just... What's the worst thing you could say? I don't know.
Something about Jesus, probably.
No.
Something about Jesus.
Something about World of Warcraft.
got the spectrum there. All right, could be either side.
I'm just thinking our fan base.
Something about pizza.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was like, why did I bother?
We're older, film snobby kind of people.
But it's not that. The thing is like I wrote about how I just wrote that Space Jam sucks. It's really boring. If anybody has watched it recently.
I agree with you 100%, by the way. But I know there's a lot of people out there right now whose blood's boiling.
All I wrote is that it's not fun to watch. People filled in the blanks in their head with, what's wrong with liking something because you're nostalgic for it? I didn't say you can't do that. But Space Jam is fucking boring. That's it. Right now, if I put on the TV right now the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Oh, yeah.
Sean would go, oh, and start watching it. Not because, you know, that I really want to see the performances and I want to know.
Maybe what Don Knotts has here.
You know, there's really an exceptional script here. No, it's that Sean watched it when he was a kid and he loved it. And he's, you know, we all watch shit out of nostalgia sometimes.
Sure.
And it's fun. And I wasn't making a statement on that. But, man, I couldn't say one bad thing about Space Jam without this movement of like, what? Rocco, you say that you played the fucking Dragon Dagger on your show. What was that?
One bad thing about Space Jam, you said it's a chore to watch.
It's a chore to watch.
One tiny criticism, like it sucks.
But it does. If anybody has watched it in the past 20 years, you fucking fell asleep. I don't know what to say. I've been at more than one incident, whatever. There's been... More than one time, I've been around a bunch of people who were watching it or had some kind of, like, drinking game, and they, you know, they watched Space Jam, and not once did I see that movie get completed. You're halfway through and going, yeah, oh, now they're getting the other basketball. Let's just turn this off. Let's just turn. It's not fun.
Yeah.
So some movies are fun for that, and all I was saying was Space Jam is really bad.
I was one of the kids who really didn't care for it when it came out, and I was like,
I liked it when it came out, and I enjoyed it.
Whatever. I didn't really care.
I don't give a fuck about basketball. I love the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, there's just some things that are hard to watch now.
Well, the new one is going to be...
is going to be really good.
LeBron.
I have some questions. Go ahead. Oh, okay. I think you just answered it. Oh, now, I was going to say, Michael Jordan is not going to be...
No.
Maybe cameo, but I doubt he wants to, like, act right now. And Shaq, I was thinking, big figure, really popular with the internet crowd right now. Maybe he fit in, but you said LeBron.
LeBron, man, the king of basketball.
King James. Is going to be in it with Taz... Tweety and the whole group.
I'm assuming so.
Wow.
Why Space Jam? Kazam 2.
Come on.
Kazam 2.
But again, it's like when I remember watching. I was really into Pete and Pete, and I was really into Clarissa Explains It All when I was a kid. And you watch those now, and it's like it's really fun watching Pete and Pete. It's different. I mean, obviously, it's a kid show, but you have fun watching it. It's like, wow, this is real wild. And Clarissa Explains It All is like serious. Is like watching paint dry. It's like I'm not. It's just boring.
Yeah.
It's
like that. Your favorite character?
No. Not anymore. No. But anyway.
You grew up.
But man, it was just... I mean, there are more comments and, like, notes and things on it than, like,
Ferguson's doing
anything
right
I've ever written.
Watching Space Jam.
I think Garrett's got it.
Oh. Yeah. At the same time. He's beating off to Space Jam.
Face Jam.
He's making some Face Jam.
Beating off the, is that a Space Jam porn parody? Face Jam.
I'm sure they've done that. They have to have done that, right?
It's a Bukkake parody. It's crazy.
Face Jam.
Face Jam.
I'm just... My whole thing that was like... When they announced that there was going to be a second one, which now they're saying it might be even... It might be fake, which... Are we really doing
that?
We're still doing that shit. But okay, anyway. You know, did you hear Joe Rogan talk about that?
Yeah, I did.
He just did recently. Yeah, he's like, there's so many fake news stories and they're not fucking funny. I'm so glad there's a big name comedian that's talking about this now.
Yeah.
So that anytime we mention it on the show, I don't get emails. Maybe the emails will stop that are like, wow, you guys don't like pranks anymore.
No, it's funny. Right around the time you took that stance,
yeah.
He's talked about it maybe like two or three times.
Really?
On his podcast. Nice.
It's like over and over and over, and it's so boring. But anyway, sorry. Point is, with Space Jam 2, I just saw so many people... You know, it's like within the past 2 weeks, we may have lost internet net neutrality and like all these other things, but everyone's going apeshit about Space Jam 2. And I'm just like... Okay, I understand. People get excited over a thing that is fun. Okay. But picture... What's the best that can be? Picture yourself right now, the age that you're at. Going to the theater. Hi, $12 here. You have the ticket. You sit down in the theater. All right, Space Jam 2. Picture yourself sitting in that theater. Take 30 seconds. Sit in silence.
I'm not in that theater.
Well, you're not.
No, but
you could skip the exercise.
Here's the thing. This is my prediction.
Yeah.
That it is everyone on the internet. Space Jam! Oh, I can't wait! Oh, Space Jam 2! I can't wait!
No one's
it comes out.
You're not going to
no
go.
One's there.
You will not go
it's
to see that.
Just the idea is silly and funny, and you're on the internet just typing things away.
You and your friends think it's funny right now, but when it comes to pay $12 to go see that instead of some new action movie, it's
you're not going to
see
it.
You're not going to go see Face Jam 2.
No.
Well, that Face Jam.
If it was called Face Jam,
LeBron's on
DVD.
LeBron's in Space Jam 2.
I think it's actually the second one was called Face Jam 2U.
Yeah, and I think Kobe's in it. So,
shit.
Yeah, and it wasn't. I don't think they could sell that anymore. That's a new kind of Gatorade. But anyway, So anyway, so it was just that was just that image. They're not going to go see it. There's no way. The thing that's been making me laugh, this is not Space Jam related.
Shit.
Come on, man.
Rocco, does that mean you hate your fans?
Another one?
I'm Sean needs a blow softener.
We're not talking about Space Jam anymore, so he's got to...
That was a term that we, when me and Dominic used to play at our cousin David.
Yeah.
We would be at his house. They had for some reason, the water pressure at their house was like fire hose. I mean, when they would turn on their hose, it was like, oh, fuck! oh, God, whatever. Stinging. And so we would always play at their pool, and some asshole would always grab that hose and, like, murder somebody with it. Oh. And it was, Dominic was always, when he was real little, he was like, what did he have? He had, like, a tennis racket. This is softening the blow! It's softening the blow! And after a while, he just called it the blow softener. That just always made me laugh. That's a really random story.
So your cousins would shoot water from a hose at
a high-powered hose, yeah.
And Dominic would try to block it with a racket.
It would feel like getting scraped with something. I mean,
yeah, no,
it's so bad.
It, like, hurts. It stings.
Yeah. So, yeah. So he was like, hey, nobody turn that on, or I'm going to get the blow softener. I was like, okay. But anyway, I was going to say, oh no, talking about tickets and like that you're not going to go.
Yeah.
I've been laughing really hard because, you know, whatever. We always hear about Miley Cyrus like on, in the news and okay, stuff like that, whatever.
Sure.
And obviously, like if she puts up any video, it gets a trillion hits. But it's really funny because she's touring right now and it's a massive disaster.
Is it?
I don't know if you've heard about it.
No, I haven't heard.
Because she started this huge world tour with the traction that she's got. Everyone, she's got so many promoters and sponsors and stuff because they're like, how would this not be the biggest tour ever?
Right.
But it just became the situation of she started in Canada and now she's coming here and it became the situation of, okay, it's all these people talking about her. Okay, who's buying tickets? Who's paying?
Oh, really?
You
no
know?
Actually,
and they're saying what it is. They're selling a good amount.
Okay.
But it's not, she could get a trillion hits because it's everyone is yelling about, oh, look at this or this, but that doesn't mean they're going to buy a ticket.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, can you think of anyone who would buy a ticket to that? Exactly. And so what they're finding is they're selling, the concerts are selling pretty well.
And I don't know anyone who's, the demographic is daughters, younger girls.
It was.
But
it
was,
parents,
yeah, is it?
But that's what I think. Their parents aren't going to want to take them to that, so those tickets aren't even being sold.
I think the main demographic now is like college-age girls.
Yeah.
Really?
Who probably don't have a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would have guessed, too. But they're not, yeah. So, but what they found out is they sold a good amount of tickets. It wasn't like it didn't sell.
Yeah.
But she did her first show in Canada, and everyone is canceling. In America, tickets are being refunded nonstop. And all these venues, they had a big meeting, I guess. Nobody knows the results of it. But a couple days ago, Ticketmaster and like all these companies are having a big meeting. Like, we need, this tour needs to seriously alter or we're all pulling out of this. And the reason, what they think that it is that despite everything that's happened,
yeah,
the audience buying tickets is still her old audience. And so they're like, yeah, these are people who are not going to go now that they know what it is, because she did her first one in Canada and it was super vulgar.
I saw pictures and she's like
cool.
I think she's like fingering herself, honestly.
There's like a whole bunch of stuff.
I probably can't put the picture of what she did
tickets?
On the podcast, so I mean it was that bad.
How much are tickets here?
They're probably cheap now.
$150 to see her finger.
She
herself?
Pretended to blow a guy with a Bill Clinton mask. I saw that too.
So anyway, so
see, yeah, like
but that's
which
the
was Bill Clinton mask.
It's a Monica Lewinsky parody.
That's my question. Hang around backstage.
I never
you don't have to
thought
buy
I would see that.
But anyway, but yeah, so they're in panic mode right now.
Does she still cover Nirvana?
No.
No.
What was she covering by Nirvana?
Didn't you send me a link like to Miley Cyrus doing Smells Like Teen Spirit? It wasn't half bad.
Because that's what I was telling to Derek. She covered a Gorillaz song, Melancholy Hill, and it wasn't half bad. But anyway, and I'll give her one more point. The tour looked like shit. I mean, I don't know who would go to it, whatever. But she got the guy who made Ren and Stimpy to like do animation for it.
Oh, no shit.
And it looks awesome.
John K.
Chris Felucci.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it looked really cool. Anyway, point is that they're like in full panic mode. So I just thought that was interesting. Speaking of full panic mode, another news story.
Yeah.
That just came through. I think today.
This is Rocco's news.
Breaking news.
I'm newsboy today. Newsboy. Sean, do a new intro for me. Since this is our last day, we got to go all out since iTunes might not see this anymore.
Mm.
So do an intro for me. Just basically put my head on Newsies. Like
I was going to say Newsies.
Like seize the day. Put me on Christian Bale's head, on his body.
Sure.
Yeah.
And full number, not you know, little clip.
No one see that. I'll do a couple seconds.
I would do the song's like 4 minutes.
It's what? Seize the Day is the song, but we should change it so it's News of the Day.
News of the Day. News of the Day.
Okay.
Cool,
thanks.
Nope.
I mean, you could use that audio.
I'm going to.
Okay.
And we're back.
All right, we're back. Welcome. So a lot of people had been noticing, people who have Comcast Internet, which I don't think is anyone near here. Mm. But anyway, Comcast Internet people, they have been complaining forever about Netflix is really slow.
Yeah.
And on that, for some reason on their service, and it's illegal to throttle, or it has been illegal to throttle something. Like
a competitor to a cable company, possibly?
Right. Or any kind of service.
Yeah.
The internet is neutral. You can't go like, oh, YouTube sucks. We're not going to let them, you know, through, yeah. whatever. Until recently, because they've been fighting to privatize the internet really badly. Yeah. Right now, the internet is open to anyone. And all these companies like Verizon and Comcast, stuff like that, have been fighting to, well, there's companies that are using too much of it, so we want to control who gets as much bandwidth as, you know, whatever. But the conflict was that they could control anything at that yep. point. And so they've been fighting it. And it suffered a major loss like a couple weeks ago.
Really?
The FCC basically said, we just can't enforce it. We don't know how, so we can't. Yeah, we have to step out of this. If we can't enforce it, we don't
That's
know.
That's a fucking cop-out.
And so...
Yeah.
I mean, so it might not be the end of it. It might not be the end of it.
There are people that know how to enforce it. Why not hire them?
So, because, well, it gets into a big
complicated thing. What do you do when any new legal problem arises? Why change any law?
Wash your hands from it. Yeah, exactly.
Well, so it might not be the end of it, but that's where it is right now. The FCC basically confessed we don't know how to regulate that. So, everyone's like, shit, is that the end? Or is, like... Is net neutrality done? You know, but people are like, maybe it's not that bad, maybe it's not that bad. Well, anyway, today they announced Netflix is paying Comcast to speed up their service. And so a lot of people are wondering, is this the precedent now? You know what I mean? Like, that just happened, and oh, now Netflix is going to be really fast. And so what's next where...
That does suck. That
yeah.
does suck.
Oh, Cox has way faster YouTube than anybody. You know, and it's like, if my site is at YouTube, is it slow?
We just got to get Google Fiber everywhere and not worry about it.
But any company could, yeah.
They
could do that. True, it's true.
They could still cap you to a slower...
Yeah.
But I don't think they would.
For that content.
It's just heartbreaking, though. I mean...
And if you're a small site, you can't afford to compete and pay with the big dogs to get your shit up.
So it becomes like... Oh, dude, you got to put your videos through YouTube. Otherwise, they're not going to get seen. You know what I mean? It just it turns into this thing. And so that happening today was like, oh man, really? So there, it's still again like there's still people trying to fight on behalf of the FCC, trying to get them to. You know, it's not the end of it. But today was like, oh man, like that was a real blow. People are talking about it like if we have an FCC and they're not like. Fighting to keep that neutral, like why do we have it?
Yeah, really.
You know what I mean? It's like it turned into a second debate of like that's what you're here for.
What are you doing?
Yeah, the whole reason for them to exist is to make sure you know airwaves aren't being taken over. Everything, you know what I mean? Everything is used fairly, and then
Stern used to claim that the FCC had no purpose other than to try to get him off the air.
Yeah,
and then since he's gone to satellite radio in 2006, they haven't really had much. To do sense.
Yeah.
The Janet Jackson thing was the biggest fucking deal ever.
That was
their saving grace, or the department may have been disbanded.
Yeah. Do you know that was like 10 years ago this month?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Can you believe that? That feels like...
Super Bowl 2004.
Yep.
Whoa.
It feels like, you know, to me, in my brain, it feels like a couple of few years ago.
Hey, I just want to point out, I recently looked up the... Will Ferrell Matrix parody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I was feeling nostalgic.
11 years.
Yeah.
Old,
no, that was... I'm pretty sure it was for the 2003 MTV Movie Awards. So you're right. 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Sorry. Brain fart.
Did that hold up?
It's still pretty funny, actually.
I saw it not that long ago, and parts of it were like, yeah, okay. But
the parts that were funny are still funny, and the parts that weren't funny to begin with are still not funny. I think they do the Burly Brawl with Sean William Scott instead of Agent Smith, and one of them cuts a fart, and they all start laughing.
Yeah, that wasn't funny then.
Not funny now.
Time hasn't helped it.
Cuts a fart.
I remember laughing at Will Ferrell as the architect. I thought that was funny. Back then.
He's still pretty funny. He has a great opening line where he's like, "Welcome, I am the creator of everything you see. I built the Matrix, and I am known as the architect. You can call me Larry."
Yeah.
Very funny. Will Ferrell, you're a funny guy. Who here saw Anchorman 2?
I'm going to see it now. It's rated R in theaters for 1 week.
What?
Wait.
They're releasing a rated R version that's going to be in theaters for 1 week.
Really?
Yes, they
Why
are.
Why wasn't it R in the first place?
I don't know.
Who wouldn't have gone? Wouldn't the same people...
Yeah,
well, I know that, but are kids going to that?
I'm sure they did. Oh, I'm sure they made more
money, so probably.
Yeah.
Kids, I'm sure, are the main demographic for Anchorman.
If you were 16, you were probably really excited for Anchorman 2.
That's true. When I was, like, 13, I was really into movies like that.
Yeah.
It just... I don't know anybody that's, like, young, and it's, like, all people my age.
Do you know, like, a lot of young people?
He's pretty in tune with young people.
He's pretty... He hangs out with a lot of kids.
Sorry.
It wouldn't...
He does after school youth.
At the theater.
When I saw
mentoring. Actually,
when I saw that movie, it was that theater was a majority of kids that were much younger than I was. Like,
I saw it with
pretty
my
heavy. Really?
Yeah, they loved
I
it.
I just figured because it came out 8 years ago, I just thought people would be.
The movie's kind of like stayed strong on DVD and stuff like that. It kind of has always been a. Like, I don't know, whatever.
I went to a restaurant yesterday for my sister's birthday. Big ol'. Wood plaque of Ron Burgundy is like the only artwork on the wall in the center of the bar.
Why? Did they film the movie there?
No. It's just a fucking really popular thing. Like, people fucking love Anchorman. And I mean, it's good. I don't fucking get
the
absolute obsession with it.
Did the museum exhibit open?
Oh, yeah, they're doing that.
Remember, they announced that.
Is there what?
Yeah, they announced it with Anchorman, too. Like,
yeah.
San Diego was getting an exhibit. And I remember showing that to Derek and Sean, and I was like, it doesn't list a location, when. I mean, there was no information.
Maybe
so
I ate there last
The exhibit
night.
Was at AMC Movie Theater.
Urban Solace is
$14 to get in.
Yeah, that was really weird, but that was, like, coupled with it. I remember IGN had a big article about it. Like, this is what they're going to have. His mustache.
Oh, Jesus
a
Christ.
Jacket.
A bottle of that Panther cologne.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like,
blood.
What else could
so
they have?
Tiger's blood.
They should do Tiger's blood.
You started asking who saw Anchorman 2.
Mm-hmm. I asked.
You asked that.
Well, I didn't get an answer.
I'd seen it, and Eric has seen it.
Mm-hmm. Who liked it more?
I liked it well enough. I enjoyed it while I was at the theater, but I'm not going to like...
Eric, how much did you
again.
Like it?
Garrett probably liked it more.
I think Eric liked it more.
That might be true. I might be projecting onto you. Sorry, Garrett.
No, I usually enjoy films that I go to the theater to see, no matter what.
You know what? I'm the opposite. I feel like when I go to see a movie at a theater, I'm often leaving just bummed out. I've been seeing less and less movies in theaters over the years because I think, like, I don't know. I just haven't seen anything really good recently.
You know what? I mean, really liked Her. I really, really liked that movie. I don't know if you would like it, but I thought it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I didn't get to talk. Did I? Yeah, I think
well,
I did actually
pickle.
On the podcast.
It was a
pickle, yeah, I really liked it too.
That movie was great.
I just saw it too.
What'd you think?
That was okay.
Not really.
I didn't love it. The story was nice.
The story was nice.
I watched it to see like where the story was going.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'll ever watch that movie again.
I feel
it was very like Lost in Translation.
Oh, I hated that movie.
To me.
You hated Lost in Translation?
I did. I did not like that movie.
No, I thought they were really similar.
You did?
Yeah, I really liked
it. They are very similar movies.
Yeah, well, I hated one and liked the other one, so I don't tell you.
Cinematography-wise, I mean.
Sure.
The way story,
okay, I can see the way it shot, I guess, but like,
different.
The story was very different.
Yeah, the story's different. But that look, the way he films stuff.
I like Spike Jonze directing a lot.
Yeah.
So there you go. I thought that the future was pretty good. Like, there was little, like, even the costumes, I thought were, like, the pants were higher. That's like that was really
that was Eric's favorite
that
part.
That was like my favorite part of the whole movie.
He loved that part.
Hey,
no,
but
I
to me,
that was so funny.
To me, it's like you know. Well, that's I mean, that's a little thing that could come back eventually in fashion. Who fucking knows?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that,
so like
that's why I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. So I liked the whole thing. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah. Did you saw any of the other Oscar movies? You saw?
I saw Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
I love that movie, but I kind of I mean, it was like you knew what was going to happen. I thought. Dallas Buyers Club was great, and I think you're right. Jared Leto is going to win Best Supporting Actor.
Oh, shit.
He was so good. He was so good in that movie.
That's the one left that I really want to see. I mean, I want to see Wolf of Wall Street, but I saw American Hustle, Her, and I think one of the other Oscars. When does that actually happen? That
a week from today.
Week from today. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's when it is. Wow. Is that soon?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Get ready, guys.
I had my iPad somewhere, and I've been looking for it almost the whole show. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Where could I have gone? I had it when we started. Where would it have gone?
Fall
down there?
Is it the cookies?
Did you put it back where you found
it? Sorry for the interruption, everybody.
Is it the cookies?
Can we have a breaking section or segment where we cut in on like a handy cam footage of the hunt?
Where would I put it?
Do we have a mobile camera, Kevin? Can we cut to a mobile shot?
Yeah, no. Kevin, can you cut there?
We do have a Groove Shark, which we sometimes update, and sometimes we don't. But I updated it tonight two new songs. I put Don't Save Her by Project Pat and Gorilla Song Empire Ants. Two songs I added. Check it out. Mega64 Boys on GrooveShark.com.
I was just thinking of that.
Expedia.com.
I don't know where I would have put that if I haven't gotten up or moved.
The chances it could be up your own ass.
I mean,
check it out.
I'm legitimately stumped.
I'm going to find it.
Check
it
out.
Keep talking.
Okay, keep talking. Oh shit, vamp.
I want to give a quick shout out to our friend Jason. Did this shirt?
I like that.
He did this artwork just on a whim. He was watching like old Twilight Zones or something, and did this artwork of Rod Serling, and it immediately went to a shirt site, and there it is. It just showed up. So shout out Jason Cryer. Check out his art. I don't know where. I don't know what he wants people to link to. JasonCryer.com.
It looks like Rod Serling wants you to throw knives at him.
That was the series
it's
finale.
It's like he's in a shooting gallery, and these are all the missed shots.
That was the series finale, was the, yes. They were
they
just
shooting,
like...
Yeah, they fired guts.
I did not find it.
All the characters... Where legitimately could it have... Like, what are our options here? I've sat right here. I've eaten a cookie.
Is it underneath Derek's Snuggie?
Snuggie, yeah. No.
Let's stop the podcast.
Jason,
no. No, keep it going.
Stop the
going.
Podcast because we got to find this iPad.
He made an image really contrasting that with Agent Cooper from Twin Peaks. That's more up my alley. If he makes a shirt of that, I'm definitely picking that
no
up.
No way. That to me is like the pro shirt. And he's smoking a cigarette? Fucking sick.
I hope Jason starts watching Cheers soon because I could use a good Ted Danson shirt.
Yeah.
Whip it up.
What was his name in the show?
I don't remember.
Sam.
I remember Sam. Sam Danson.
Sam
Danzig.
He was a old retired baseball journalist or player?
Pitcher.
Okay.
Pitcher.
That's what he was?
Pitcher for the Boston. For the Boston.
There's a new commercial I've been playing a lot about like electric cars or some of that, and it's like it's in a AM/PM or something like that, and it is that song, and it's all those like typical characters, and it's like the guy who has the new electric car, they don't know him. Who's this guy? Who's this fucking new guy? I don't see him.
Gotcha.
I'm so fucking tired of seeing that commercial. Fuck off commercial.
Clever.
What does that have to do with Cheers?
It's a Cheers parody.
It is a Cheers
parody. It's everyone who from Cheers there, and they have their theme song playing.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
And it sucks.
Woody Harrelson there?
No one from the show is in there. Just people who look like them. You know, like...
Has anybody watched that? Speaking of Woody Harrelson, has anybody watched that True Detective
show? I've heard it's so good, though.
So, I caught up on it.
You did?
Because there's only been... There's been, like, 5
episodes.
And I caught up on it. It's okay. It's all right.
I
feel like the public needs so often to have that show fill that role of, like, we got to blow this up way out of proportion.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really...
They already have Space Jam, too.
Yeah, they already have that. So maybe you won't hear as much about True Detective. It's really, really well acted and directed, I mean, probably better than any other show, legitimately. Yeah. There's stuff that is like, wow, this would be fucking amazing for a movie. Like, so in that regard, really well done. But I mean, otherwise, but story wise, I'm like, yeah, they're trying to solve a murder. I mean,
where can you see this?
HBO
Go. HBO
Go. Yeah. When is HBO Go coming to PS3? When?
I mean, they announced it. I don't know what.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, you know what I really like about E3? A lot of times ago, we're announcing this, and it's live right now. That's what I like about announcements. Don't announce it until I can use it.
Yeah.
You don't lead up.
Especially like an HBO Go app. It's
they're
like,
yeah.
There's no hype. It's just tell me it's live now. Like, I don't need to know it's going to come out. Just tell me it's there.
The True Detective name kind of bugs me.
Shh.
What?
Shh.
What
the fuck is that?
Find my iPad.
Ah!
Shit. Sorry, Sean.
I punched in the face.
I just, like, bracelet it with metal. I hear it. Is it in the chair?
I don't fucking know. It must be.
Yeah, open this up. Open it up.
I just smelled my beer.
There it is!
It's under Sean's seat.
How did it get there?
I don't know. Sean's playing pranks.
Yeah.
The True Detective name, the name of the show, makes me think of, like, one of those reality crime, like, 48 Hours or...
Hey, no more shows with the word true in them.
Yeah.
You're done. You've officially used it up. You're fucking done.
I think if any show has true, they have to change it to shit.
Yeah.
True shit
detective. True shit. Shit lies. Well, that was a movie. That was a movie. And it wasn't a bad movie.
Shit
so.
Blood.
Yeah. Shit blood.
Shit TV.
You you started watching House of Cards season two?
Oh shit. TV. I've watched
I love season one, but I didn't even know two was out.
You haven't seen it yet?
Are you talking about shit blood?
I've watched okay.
What are you talking
House
about?
Of Cards season
true
two.
Shit. Oh, House of Shit.
I'm two episodes in, so not far at all.
That doesn't have to do with the word true.
It picks up right where the old one left off.
Wow, that show is fucking rad. Yeah.
Like, first season was great.
House
hey,
of Shit.
The first scene is like about House of Shit. The continuation of the last scene.
Oh, really?
So it's great.
Okay, I gotta start watching that.
Hey, that show is so fucking
Senator
good.
Shit's still doing bad shit.
Okay.
I'm talking to Rocco, okay? You guys talk amongst yourselves. Senator Shit is still doing bad shit.
Still doing bad true cards.
Awesome shit.
Are the, all the episodes are up, right, of season two?
No.
They're not?
No, they are.
Only the shitty ones.
No, they're there. That's the one. I love that format, how everything's out. That's great.
Yeah.
But the bad thing is that now that I'm, I guess, behind, like,
well,
people watch the whole
one,
thing.
Yeah.
You can't go in a forum the second it comes out because it's already been seen by the people and they're already talking about the whole thing. Ooh. You just kind of like have to pull yourself back and not look at that stuff.
What is hard and... I've talked about this before. There's a lot of people who can't understand this phenomenon either. I like releasing them all at once. I prefer that. So if they could do that, that way I can watch them when I choose. I like that. So I'll say that first. But one thing that is kind of a bummer that you've lost is that sense of like one a week, so everyone's talking about the next thing or really scrutinizing a certain thing.
You know what's
I enjoy that.
I'm watching Breaking Bad, which I've mentioned before, and... I hesitate to talk about it because I'm worried it's going to be spoiled for me. But whatever. I'll risk it. In Breaking Bad, you know, I'm watching it for the first time, so I don't know everything that's going on. I'm just taking it for how I see it. And those of you who have seen Breaking Bad probably know what this is all about. But they keep cutting back to this bear. It was in a pool. They opened several episodes with black and white vignettes, I assume it's from the future, and they keeps going back to this pink bear, which they find at the bottom of a pool. And I was watching it thinking, like, you know what? This is really cool. For if I was watching the show as a series as it was coming out, this little teaser, and every once in a while they just give me a little bit more of this, and it's like, oh, they're going back to this thing. What is this? They're building this mystery.
Yeah.
But when I'm binge watching it on Netflix, I really don't fucking care. Those scenes are totally irrelevant because it's like, hey, I'm in the middle of watching all of these, so just show me what you want to show me and get to the point.
I agree.
It's almost a different medium. Television and
binge watching.
Binge shows on Netflix. You have to approach the way you tell your story differently.
Sure. I'm going to reference something that happened in season one of House of Cards, something spoiled for you. Okay. There was an episode where a person dies. And it was, for me, it was fucking crazy. But I couldn't talk to anyone about it because they weren't there. You know, it's just like, exactly. I want it to be a group discussion, but it can't ever be that. Until the whole season is over and then you can do it. But, I mean, House of Cards season one was spoiled for me. Like, the second day after it came out, by an image that I saw, I was like, oh, fucking great. But, like...
Really?
Just because people... You know, people do binge watch it just to be the person to yell out the ending of Harry Potter
Dumbledore's
at the people... Yeah, you know, they just do that. They just like to fuck things up for people.
Oh, shit. Can you put a spoiler in there? What I said? I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah. Sure.
What do you think is the moratorium on, like... I can talk about this, and you have, you know, like, if like I could say this, it's a spoiler, and I shouldn't be penalized.
2 years for a movie? No, that's like that's lenient.
I feel like for a TV show, like if it's airing right now every week,
yeah,
I feel like you have. This is my personal opinion. Is I feel like you've got the week after.
Yeah,
if you say something about it, you're kind of a dick for that week. But then once you're 2 weeks or beyond for that episode, I kind of feel like you had your chance to watch it.
I think you just have to know your audience. I don't think you can fault people for coming in late. You know, like some people weren't around for when Twin Peaks was airing.
Sure,
you know,
they
were born after that show came out, so can't hold it against them.
I'm just saying in a normal conversation, like if everyone is in on that show,
if everybody's in on it, if you join a fan discussion about a show and you haven't seen the latest episode, I don't think you have the right to complain about spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if Garrett's on a podcast just saying Dumbledore's dead, that's fucked up.
Yeah. If you could edit out him saying it as well.
Okay.
Just right. Do a word filter.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, get it out. Okay. Just anal thermometer instead.
Yeah.
Sure.
Make it say anal thermometer.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, so... I'm sorry. So how much of season two did you see?
Two episodes. Just
two. Okay, yeah.
Well, it's been majority of the Olympics at my house. It's, yeah. Priorities, guys.
Which is...
Over.
Yeah, how was closing ceremony?
I haven't seen it yet.
Did we lose medals or what?
We did lose, yes. Russia won. They got more than we did. By a lot. By a lot.
Really?
Yeah,
but we usually place high?
Yeah, but we don't ever, I don't think, win the Winter Olympics. Summer we dominate, but winter...
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't realize
winter is not for us. Norway fucking destroyed.
Really?
Yeah.
But their weather is
all speed skating stuff.
They're born in that shit. They can deal with it.
I was watching four-man bobsled today, and the Canadians crashed. It's fucking gnarly.
Ouch.
Oh, that was crazy. Really? Are they okay?
Yeah. They're fine. And they actually... They went again to, like, just to finish the race, so they did it again.
They didn't fall off and then fall back on midway through falling?
No. See, that fucking guy from India nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
I
watched a little bit of hockey.
Yeah?
The final today.
Oh, okay. Latvia won their first medal ever.
Yeah!
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I represented them on the podcast.
I was going to say, that was Rocco's country.
That was the one I randomly
picked. Hey,
first medal ever. So,
yeah,
good job.
Because they saw my performance.
What's a sport?
Bobsled.
Oh, nice.
They got the silver.
I wonder if I said I was on the bobsled team when I did my flute.
No.
But I didn't Jamaica have a bobsled team this year?
They did.
How'd they do?
Not well. But they were there, and that is the whole point, I think.
They're missing their coach. Poor John passed away.
Yeah. That's right. He wasn't there.
Cool Runnings 2. about the 2014 Olympics. Wait, Cool Runnings?
But Ridge, I know you're making the Space Jam joke. But that would be a different story.
Hey,
that's
would.
More
hey,
compelling.
Hey,
you don't like Cool Runnings?
Hey, I'd go see Cool Runnings too.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. Absolutely.
Your joke don't make no sense.
That's right.
Because Cool Runnings is still
good.
A competent movie.
And they, you know,
well done.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw a video this week. It changed my life. It's old, but I saw it for the first time. Maybe you guys have seen it. Haunted skeleton toy possessed by a demon.
No. I've heard about that, and I've never seen that.
It's 15 minutes long. Has anybody here seen this video?
What? 15?
It's 15 minutes long. It is so fucking funny.
Really?
These two people have this toy, and it's broken. They keep pressing the button, and it doesn't work. But every once in a while, it will dance. And they're convinced there's a demon in it. So they're just like, answer us! Come on, you little asshole. What do you want? What do you want? Holy shit. It fucking knew we were talking to it. Hey, I don't want to spoil it. There's no spoiler cast. It's 15 minutes long. Watch the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Watch the whole thing. It will change your life.
Okay.
I can't say anything more about it because I don't want to spoil it. It changed my life.
Haunted skeleton toy possessed by a demon.
Google search that, you'll find the video.
Okay. I was just on YouTube and I searched for it. It was like the first result.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Minutes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I have to check that out because I haven't seen
it. It is so fucking funny.
Long form payoff.
It is funnier than anything we've made recently. And that's not a diss to us.
Whoa, geez.
That is just a compliment.
Wow, did we put anything up this week that was not as
our
as
panel?
The
our PAX panel, yeah.
With a fucking intruder. Our intruder panel.
Yeah, we were intercepted and invaded. By someone who we did not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
That was
talking about possession. Our panel got possessed.
Yeah.
And when it happened, I went, "What the mother fuck was that?"
I said, "What the blue fuck was that?" I said, "What in the blue
fuck?" You did
say
that.
Patty! Was I fucking lying? Sorry, watch the video.
He's not even. I'm 6'2.
He's tall.
I don't know how he did it. He must have been wearing moon shoes.
He fooled you guys.
He fooled me. I got fooled.
Must have been wearing those sneakers. Moon shoes, whatever.
Snuck right in.
But anyway, so he snuck right in. We got the. Watch our panel. It's on YouTube now.
Our
PAX panel 2013. And, it was a lot of fun, and there were good questions. Do you guys at home... This doesn't apply to anybody watching this. This is for all of us. If you're watching the show, here's something for you to look out for and get a kick out of. Every time we post a panel like that, there is some guy who always has to put in the comments, "Wow, another batch of kids with autism trying to ask questions that aren't relevant." Like, somebody has to call
out.
Wow. And this one has, like, the best lineup of questions. Like, everyone is really good with their questions, and, like, it's great. It's a great lineup. You know, there are some panels we do that definitely you get, like, oh, man, these are the questions. But that was not one of them. But you'll always get someone that's like, oh, these goblins again.
Well, yeah, they don't watch it. They just write that.
What
yeah,
is
that?
No, exactly.
What does that commenter look like, though, at that time?
A model.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Just like Brad Pitt lounging in her underwear on a laptop. Like.
Did you see Brad Pitt in Troy?
Oh, yeah. Shirtless.
Oh, yeah.
And he calls them autistic fucks then.
Yeah. More kids, autistic kids. And then you look at their YouTube account, and it's like Shining Force 2 videos they dubbed over.
They didn't upload.
You know, it's like, who are you?
That was fucking specific.
Yeah,
we looked it up.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
He knows.
Anyway, it's just a bummer. It's just people, like, trying to, like, trample it. You know, it's like, yeah. I know, I mean, that's nothing new, but I'm telling everybody watching this, someone has to do that every time, so keep an eye out. And, you know, let them know your 2 cents. But I always look forward to that. Every time we put up a panel, I'm like, who's going to say that these are all, you know, downy clown-ass fucks?
I would never say it.
No?
No.
No.
What was the question? I stopped paying attention.
If downy, the people that attended our panels were downy clown-ass fucks.
Oh, not all of them.
No, just a few. But
you are what you are. I don't care.
There's always a bad bunch in the barrel.
Nothing wrong with being who you are.
Isn't that what Apple Farmers say?
I'm trying to think of what is the worst Q&A we ever had. Like, what convention? You know what? Honestly, I think the 1 year we did Anime Expo and it went, our panel went an extra hour or something.
Oh, that was brutal. I had to get off the stage.
Because we were like, oh, well, more time. We like to have a generous amount of time for Q&A. But there is too much of a good thing.
Because there was nothing programmed afterwards, right?
Yeah. So they told us, like, hey, you've got forever.
Just go.
Which, I mean, immediately is like, oh, cool. We don't have to tell people to go sit down, you know. And we can answer, but again, too much of a good thing starts to set in, and we had people. It just became.
Hey, everyone, you just lost the game. Oh, fuck you! Fuck it, get me off this fucking stage.
Every person that came up tried to outdo the previous person's joke, and it just turned into like. And I remember on stage, the crowd was like getting out of hand, and I remember Sean whispering to me, like in the middle of our panel. It got to the point where Sean could talk to me on stage, and no one was noticing. And Sean was just like, "Should we just go? Are we leave? Should we just leave?" And I remember thinking like, "Let's stick this out a little bit longer." And it was not worth it.
I was right.
You couldn't bring it back around. Time.
Hey, you know what I was thinking of for one of the best panels we ever did, and I don't think we talk about enough, was one of the ones at EXPCon where we switched rooms with Troy Baker.
That was great.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the best panels we ever. I thought that was a great panel, just us hanging out and talking, but that switch was so.
Taking his audience.
Yeah, awesome.
Because our audience was stoked, and his audience was nuts.
Their audience was pissed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those girls were mad.
We were not in Full Metal Alchemist. Sorry, girls.
But I was going to say, like, I'm not saying every Anime Expo is bad like that, but that year was. That year was really, really bad. And we learned to have more control over. That was the panel where we were very like, do whatever, yeah, whatever. We don't really have much to show. We only had, like, one video to show or something. And it was like, yeah, whatever. And we learned that day, you got to bring a plan.
Yeah.
Or else it just turns into, like, people yelling and things like that. I was talking to that guy, Ego Raptor.
Yeah.
And he had, I think that happened to him, where it was just him and he didn't come with anything prepared and did his Anime Expo panel. And he was just like, it was like traumatizing. He was just like, it was just people up and doing stuff and yelling. And it was like, yeah, we learned.
Like when teacher leaves the room to
get supplies in the front office. Or a sub that no one respects.
Yeah, and the kids just get unruly.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, they're fans of Ego Raptor. They see him, and they think, well, he's crazy. I'm going to be crazy. And if there's no rules set in place, they act that way, you know, whatever. But anyway, so it was just funny hearing that experience. It was like, well, yeah, that happened to us, and we immediately. I mean, the next year we came, it was, we're doing this and this and this and this and this. Goodbye. All right, and that was it, you know. So anyway.
I think my favorite QA that we ever did was after the Blacks presentation.
Yeah, well, I saw that footage like 2 days ago, yeah.
We just told all of the people asking questions about Mega 64 that we were done making Mega 64, to which several cried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I have footage of all
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, we should check that out. Anyway, thank you, everybody. I just want to say real quick, just to recap everything that we've talked about, buy a Mega 64 Brain Fog or Neon shirt. They're available in shop.mega64.com. We've reached the end of our hour, but I want to say if you enjoyed this show or any show that we do, it does help. Shop.mega64.com. Get a shirt. The Blu-ray is still there. You got to get the Blu-ray. Get, and the hoodies are still clinging on to
not
dear life.
Two. Not these two.
Not those. Not those. Not those.
Don't look at these.
We're going to start and end the podcast earlier with titty. Yo, titty out.
Yo, titty out.
But I want to say, yeah, thank you for your support.
Thank you for our support. Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. We are Mega 64.
Buy us a shirt from Mega 64 Shop. Mail it back to us, and I'll wear it.
Yeah, I'd wear it. I'd wear it.
Whitelist us on Adware.
Yeah. Please do.
Run hijack this on your computer. Send us the log. If you don't find any Mega 64 related viruses, make one and release it to the internet.
Okay.
Spread a worm.
That's a Derek Acosta original. That's a Derek Acosta quote.
That's like only positive.
That's a DCO. Absolutely.
That's not Mega 64 official business. This is in the name of Derek Acosta. Name the virus Bodhi.exe.
Hey, no joke. I cleaned your computer.
Yeah.
Sean's computer had some spyware on it. I cleaned it. What's the joke joke we always make? Greatdeals.exe.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
When I
swept it, no, it was greatvalue.exe.
Oh! Sean, it's not a good value.
Great value.
You shouldn't have ran that program.
I was telling Rocco that if
quit installing Bonsai Buddy on every computer.
If the FBI ever looked at that computer, it's so fucking random because it's the podcast. So it's like
you look up every subject. Yeah.
So it's like Miley Cyrus. Okay, Tic Tacs. All right. Now there's no rhyme or reason.
Why
to
is the government
going to
look at your computer?
Do you think that's
if they were to? I would say that. That's what I said. If they were to,
I don't know what's going on.
Is that how most of your viruses get on that computer from looking up Google image searching?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you click on an image.
Website.
It's a legitimate image, but it may be on a malicious website.
Bernie from Rooster Teeth was saying, like, yeah, we search for stuff on for our podcast. He's like, we're definitely on an FBI watch list somewhere. Like, there's no way. The stuff that we search
is
for.
It's just so random.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'm definitely going to call the government to look at Sean's computer.
Call the law.
Don't, because they're going to find stuff they shouldn't.
They'll find images of sounding, and that's what they're going to find. So have fun.
Well, you don't want to find that.
You don't want to find that.
Anyway, shop.mega64.com. Check that out. I want to say thanks again, shout out to Jason Cryer. Awesome artwork. Look for more stuff from him. I'm sure he's not going to quit art anytime soon, so look for more stuff from him.
I think give up.
And also, I want to say thank you guys for your support, as always. There's a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of changes in the way. I don't want to say there's a particular change probably coming this week, and I don't want to say it just yet because we're still working the kinks out. But if it goes through, it's going to be really cool. And honestly, I think by the time this is on iTunes, it'll probably be ready to go. But we'll see.
God.
I don't know.
Whoa.
But there's a lot of stuff. This year is shaping up crazy. There's a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline. Yeah.
If you voted for Obama and you haven't yet got your change, stick around. Mega 64, we're going to deliver it.
We're going to deliver it.
If you thought this isn't the change I voted for and you're looking at the pennies in your hand, don't worry. We're bringing the real change, baby.
Exactly. Woo! Exactly. Anyway, thank you guys for watching the Mega 64 podcast.
Have a good night.
And remember...